Jay, yes. Well, pause and then hesitation. I must get directions on whether I can discuss this, because I do not feel at liberty to do that without permission. D, I don't want to get you in any kind of trouble. Fu can find out, I was just curious. J, I will tell you that there is civilization on Mars. D, oh? I was thinking of rudimentary life, very elemental, basic. It's more advanced than that. J, there is civilization, in that there are colonies. There are projects taking place. If I told you there is an accountant from your planet and his family living on Mars, would you believe it? D, I believe anything is possible. He would need the right type of atmosphere and conditions. The Energy Doctor, 409, J, that is correct. D, I am assuming Mars has no atmosphere that we could live with. J, not with the present level of development of your systems. There is no way possible you could live on the surface of Mars as you live on the Earth's surface. D, then the cities are not on the surface. Is that correct? J, that is correct. D, are these remnants of the other civilization that was there when it was burnt by the cataclysm? J, some are, some aren't. D, then some did survive? J, some did. D, were the other cities built by other beings that came there to colonize? J, that is correct. D, well, the accountant, did he wish to go? J, emphatic, yes. D, I think it would be quite an adventure, but he would have to leave everything behind. J, and so he did. D, I've been told that sometimes it's difficult for a human to adjust, because it would be so different. J, not in an environmentally controlled atmosphere. D, that's interesting. You know we are planning on sending. We already did shoot something off, didn't we? It was going to be a probe, and we've taken pictures. J, you Americans are going in all kinds of different directions in space. Perhaps you should concentrate on one project until you have accomplished it, and then go to another. D, I believe the Americans are thinking of putting a base on Mars, aren't they? J, they are thinking of putting a base on Mars, and they have also considerations for other planets. They are thinking of putting a base on the Moon. D, I have want to send a manned mission to Mars. J, that will be a cooperative venture. I do not believe them. 410, the custodians, Americans will do that singularly. D, do you think it will happen? J, oh, yes, I do believe it will happen. D, do you think it will happen in the foreseeable future of the people alive on Earth now? J, yes, I think it will happen. D, I wonder what would happen if they got there and discovered there were other beings. J, they won't see them. They haven't seen them. They couldn't. Not for quite some time will they ever know. The beings of Mars will know, but the Americans and the French and the Russians won't know. D, I think it will be a shock to them if they landed and found there were other beings. J, well, we can't land in your country without being shocking, so by the same token, you can't land in other places without being shocked. Because your consciousness cannot advance past the shift point. Limitations of the mind. D, well, is there any life on the surface of Mars? J, life, but not as you know it. As far as you are concerned, there is only one way to look at vegetation. Vegetation has leaves, vegetation is green. So therefore, because of the type of vegetation that exists on the surface of Mars, it is not recognizable to the human eye. You only see vegetation in one frame of reference, but other beings can go to Mars and experience that, because they see it in a different frame of reference. D, would we know this once we examined it? J, no, because it is different. The structure would not be comparable to your vegetation, so therefore you would not call it that. D, I think the photographs have only shown rocks. J, yes, because you recognize it only as a rock. Differences in rocks exist. It's knowing the differences that we are able to perceive as opposed to what you can. D, what about any other type of life? J, I think I have discussed with you the types of life. The Energy Doctor, 411, D, I'm thinking of, on the surface of Mars, like animal, Insect or J. No. There is vegetation, but there are no animals living on the surface of Mars. D. There beneath the surface? Yes. Is there anything he could identify with? J. Yes. I have said to you there is an environmentally controlled atmosphere that an accountant from your planet could live in. If an accountant could live on Mars, would you not think he would have the same kind of atmosphere, habitat, created for him, in order to do that? D. Yes. But I'm thinking of something that would be native, indigenous to the planet, or had been there since the cataclysm. Something that would not have an artificially created mist below the surface. J. There are areas of the interior of the planet that are still native, just as your forests in certain areas of your country are still native. However, developments have taken place, so the entire intersurface of the planet is not left in its virgin state. D. Then there are native animal or insect life still surviving? J. In the naturally created environments. D. I thought if beings came from somewhere else, they might have brought life in different forms. Is there any type of animal or insect life that I might be familiar with? No. Well, what about the other planets in our solar system? Did they ever have life on them? J. Other planets have had life on them, yes. D. Which ones? J. Jupiter, Venus. D. What about Mercury? J. Mercury, I'm not that familiar with. D. Well, can we talk about Venus? J. Venus has had life. I am really explaining things to you that I should not be discussing. However, I am continuing because I have received no information not to discuss it. Therefore, 412, the custodians, D. Do you think someone would stop you if you were? J. I believe that is the case, yes. D. Because we've long been curious if life did exist. Let's see, Venus is covered with clouds, I believe. I'm trying to go with what I know, which isn't much. When was there life there? J. Pause, then hesitation. I think perhaps we will need to change the subject matter. D. All right. One thing I did want to ask you about was the red spot on Jupiter. Can you tell me anything about that, or is it not allowed? J. Jupiter is a very serious planet for Earth to consider exploring. And at this point in time I'm being, if you will excuse me for a moment. D. All right. I don't want to get you in any kind of trouble. Maybe there's someone there who has more answers along this line, if it's allowed. J. There are others who have much better knowledge. That is more their area of expertise than it is mine. However, I should not discuss this further with you at this point. D. Do you think someone that has more knowledge could discuss it with me? J. Not at this point. D. All right. Maybe we can come back to it at another time. J. Yes. Let me tell you that. One moment. She appeared to be speaking with someone else. And she murmured, yes. Okay. It then sounded like another language. It was soft and difficult to hear, but the tape recorder caught it. Vashusha? Phonetic, Vashusha or Rashusha? No accents, it still sounded as though she was speaking to someone else, because the sounds were soft, and obviously not directed at me. Then the language again. This time it sounded like several words, temtem tense savin? Phonetic. Temtem tense savini? Spoken very fast. The words slurred together. The syllables could be incorrect. The energy doctor, 413, her voice was louder. She was speaking to me again. I am to tell you that, in the chain of planets Earth is the most strategically located. In the chain to Gauss. There was a pause as her attention was diverted again. She whispered, what? Then she was back to me again. What happens on Earth will affect every other planet in your solar system. Therefore it is vital that the existence of Earth continue. D. Is someone else telling you what to say? J. Yes. I cannot continue to say other than what I am told. D. Is it all right if I ask about the red spot, or do you want me to stop talking about the planets? J. It will be discussed with you from another area of our development. D. Okay. Somebody else who has the information? J. Yes, because the information that will come to you is vital in understanding Jupiter and its relation to the Earth plane. D. And that will come later? Yes, since this topic had been closed off, I decided to switch to a different subject. D. I discussed with the other entities the implants that are put into people's bodies on Earth, and they gave me some information about those. J. What do you wish to know? D. Are these put into everyone's body? J. No, they are not. D. Just certain people? J. That is correct. D. How are these people selected, if they are selected? J. It's not as much a matter of selection, as it is a matter of agreement. D. I'm trying to understand purpose. It's a monitoring device, I believe. J. It is, in some cases, a monitoring device. In some cases. D. What could it be in other cases? 414. The custodians. J. Let me explain to you one thing I'm thinking of that you can relate to. You have patches that you put on after surgery, and even after the post-operative period, that automatically release certain amounts of necessary medicine to the individual. So therefore implants have two purposes. They have more than two, but two of the purposes that I can discuss with you are, they are considered to be, and understood by you to be, simply a monitoring device. They are also, in some cases, devices by which particular systems of the individual are, analogy-wise, post-operatively, being serviced. D. Then you mean the individual is operated in? There is surgery performed. J. In some cases. D. Since this is your line of work, can you tell me about some of this surgery and the reasons for it? J. We have discussed systems, and humanly there are all kinds of systems within the human body. From circulatory to respiratory to digestive to nervous, and I could go on. So it depends on the type of necessary evolvement to advance that person to a point where the individual can handle different amounts of either, A, information, B, vibrational rate, or C, atmospheric conditions, as we discussed briefly earlier. So you see, they're not strictly monitoring devices. It depends on the type. D. But what is the purpose of having them adjust? J. Just as your time release vitamin does. D. So they can adjust to the conditions of the world or what? J. They can adjust to interdimensional travel. They can adjust to molecular reconstruction at a faster rate. There are various reasons for the devices, so the human at the human level can assimilate things properly. In order for the human to continue in the program that human has chosen to be a part of. D. Do these devices ever cause problems? J. Sometimes, although these are not life-threatening problems. When you say problems, define for me what, the energy doctor, 415, you would consider. D. Well, any problems that would interfere with the functioning of the body. Anything they would notice. J. The individual does from time to time notice a problem. And it is not a life-threatening type of a problem. I'm trying to think of a parable I can relate to you, that would be the equivalent in your own environment or your own culture. Thinking, it's much as if you give a child castor oil, and it makes the child feel sick when it takes it, but it cures the ailment. So in relation to a problem, depending upon the system that is being affected, there can be connective problems in conjunction with the functionality of the implant. D. Can you tell me what some of those problems would be, so they could be recognized? J. The person may experience a feeling of restlessness sometimes. There can be actual physical symptoms take place, in that the body can feel as though it has been on a 100-mile hike, when it's not used to exercise. There are various things that can happen digestively. As the individual adjusts to higher and higher frequencies, so must they adjust their food intake, so that the higher vibrational rates can pass through this individual. You will find that certain individuals have changed their dietary intake, so that could be considered by some to be a problem. If you love to eat meat, and you love to smoke, and you love to do things like that, then you can have a period of adjustment. Much like a person at the human level who would diet and have to give up their sweets. So the human will go through physiological, physical changes. D. Are these caused when the implant is first put in the body? J. Not necessarily. It can occur when the implant is put into the body. However, it can occur slowly over a period of time, that is your timed released implant. D. Then it doesn't have to be adjusted? J. Yes, from time to time there are adjustments made. D. Does it have to be done on board the craft? 416. The custodians, J. In most cases, if it is done on the physical body. D. I'm wondering about the digestive problems. Does that mean upset stomach sore flu type symptoms or what? J. Well, the body is going through changes. Perhaps like a person whose diet had been primarily that of meat. When that person changes to fruit and vegetables, there will be a physical symptom digestively. And there will be a cleansing process that takes place. Therefore, in order for that to occur, there could be some instances of diarrhea, if that is what you speak of. So it does have to do with purification of the systems. D. So it is not necessarily caused by change in diet, it is caused by the functioning of these implants. J. The implants help to affect the change in diet. So it is a combination of the two. It is not strictly one or the other. D. I see. The common belief is that these implants are bad. People think their body is being invaded when they find there are implants in their body. J. That is because their consciousness is not yet at the level of understanding what they are participating in. They also have the option not to participate. D. If they don't want to do it anymore? J. That is correct. D. Because some of these people feel very angry as though their body has been invaded without their permission. J. It is perhaps understandable they would feel that way, because what has happened is an imbalance. Many people agree to participate in something, and then find out, oh, I don't want to do that. Now, if they're not willing to grow in certain ways, or their mental ability is not present to make advancements in the area of higher levels of activity, they will respond in this manner. Now, different things can happen by the choices the individual makes, but it is their choice. D. This is not a conscious choice, is it? J. No, it isn't. D. But it can be conscious if they discover this. At what age, the energy doctor, 417, are the implants normally put in the body? J. There is no particular age. D. It doesn't have to happen when they are a child? J. It does not have to happen when they are a child. It can happen at any age, depending upon the individual. D. I suppose I have the idea they are monitored throughout their entire life. J. Not necessarily. There are individuals who are. Now we have come to know that the individuals who have been monitored throughout their life, in most cases are the individuals that, through their participation throughout their life, are able to transition and work with the higher levels of energy. It is not necessarily from the conditioning, as much as from a developmental point of view. D. What are the most common sites of the body where these implants are put? J. There are various parts of the body. In actuality, there are many tests performed before the level of implants is reached. She displayed frustration, how can I tell you? Implants are used as monitoring devices for some key individuals. The dual purpose of the implant is to aid that individual in the work they have chosen to do. The individuals who feel invaded or violated by these implants have not developed their consciousness to a point of being able to know, or being trusted enough to know, the fullness of the entire project, and they will go through a feeling of rage. If they continue in that rage, then they are not the end. I hesitate to use the word quality, but I can't at the moment think of a better word to describe the fact that either they stay in that rage or they transcend that rage. If they stay in that rage, they are dropped from the project, because that rage is a part of their choice. D. Or if they become angry enough to say, I don't want you to do this. J. Then it will not happen. That rage is a transition period too, because there's a dropping away of the old individual. In consciousness raising many times, you have heard the 418, the custodians, saying, discontent breeds progress. So the individual who is not working in the consciousness level will sometimes begin to want to know. When they begin to want to know, we know they are able and ready to handle the next step. Is that understandable? D. Yes, I can understand that. Jay, we do not like this time period, just as a person who has surgery does not enjoy the feeling of the incision as it heals. D. Yes, the recuperation afterwards. Jay, but that is the only thing I can think at the moment that would be the equivalent. And I'm having a bit of difficulty in translating my thought processes to your frame of reference, if you will forgive the hesitation. D. That's all right. I think it is important for people to know this is not a violation, and they shouldn't feel this anger. J. They cannot feel anything other than that anger, for at their level of consciousness they could not handle knowing the truth. D. They just think that something very bad has been done to them. J. Yes. And they only see it in that light, because they are affected a great deal by the media on your planet. A person in the state of being that is living totally for themselves, will feel violated, very violated. Because of the fact they are so into their humanness, the only one they are thinking of is themselves. D. Yes. But you said there are many tests performed before the area of the body was chosen to put these implants. J. Well, it will depend upon the system. And it will depend upon the system that is being affected, neurologically or circulatorily. D. Are there any sites that are common? J. Yes, there are common sites. One of the monitoring devices is placed in the nostril. That is because it can be placed through a space that is closest to a nerve leading to the optic nerve and to the brain. D. What is that type of device you said for? The energy doctor, 419, J. There are two purposes for that. One is to record what the person is seeing, and the other is for monitoring purposes, because the brain transmits the thoughts of where the person is at any given moment. We can use it as a communicative device also. D. What is another common site? J. Another common site is in the rectum. D. That surprised me. Oh? Pardon, but I was thinking, wouldn't that come out? J. No. It would not come out, because it is placed in the skin. Another common site is behind the ear. Another common site is at the base of the head or on the scalp. Another common site is, or not so common site actually, would be at joints. D. Joints like the elbows and knees? J. Yes. And wrists and ankles. D. What is the purpose of the one in the rectum? J. I cannot discuss it. D. That's one you can't talk about? Well, what about the one behind the ears? J. There are pressure points throughout the meridians in the body. And the devices are located in relation to pressure points. You are familiar with acupressure? D. I've heard of it. J. Along the meridians there are central points, as we have already discussed the junctures in time, there are meridian junctures. So electrically, depending upon what project the person is involved in, it dictates where the devices are placed. D. What about the one at the base of the skull? J. It is a monitoring device. It is also part of a neurological project. D. Would it be influencing the person? J. It is not necessarily influencing. Some of the devices are used, as I have told you, for communication purposes. There are different types of communication that take place between an individual and, hesitated, the space energies. 420, the custodians, in that. Her voice hesitated as though listening, then became softer. The same thing that occurred when she was interfered with while telling me about the planets. D. Is someone telling you something? J. Yes. I'm being communicated with by a very high-pitched noise in my left ear at this moment. That side of Janice's head faced the table on which the tape recorder was sitting. But I could see no connection as the room was very quiet. J. It's a manner of communicating from a distance to me. D. Oh. Because it's not in the room where I am. J. No, you do not hear it, because you are not where I am. It is a manner of communication of my people one to another. As I talk to you I am receiving information, although I do not have to know the content of the information. D. It will be automatically inserted into your mind, you mean? J. It will come to me via the high-pitched noise, and either I will tell you what it is or I will receive instructions. As we talk there are two processes taking place. I am communicating with you and I am being communicated with. But I don't have to focus on the communication taking place between D. Is it anything that I need to know, or is it just strictly for you? J. If it is, we will discuss it. I don't know at this point in time what it is. D. All right. I was curious about the implant at the base of the brain. J. Interrupted, yes, I was discussing with you. Big breath. In order to discuss the different purposes for implants, as I tell you they are not all used in each individual in the same manner. So that the implant at the energy doctor, 421, base of the skull on Janice would not necessarily be used as an implant at the base of the skull on someone named John or George or whomever. So, therefore some of them are simply tuning devices. By tuning I mean a way of tuning into where that individual needs to be focused. And it is a source of contact radiologically for us. D. I'm always very thorough. That's why I ask so many questions. And sometimes that becomes irritating. I think J. It is not a source of irritation to me. I only have to be careful, because I have been told I am not at liberty to discuss everything I would like to discuss with you. D. Well. What about some of the other implants? You said there were some in the joints in the body. J. Yes. If you will think of the meridians of the body. If you will think of the ley lines of the planet. If you will think of the person as being located on a ley line with the meridians in the body corresponding to the ley lines of the planet. Then you will understand one of the projects in energy transference that I am involved in. I can discuss portions of it with you. However, I will not be able to release intimate details. I can tell you that particular devices are more necessary at a particular stage of involvement with the space program. Now, if the person determines they wish to continue, it is not as necessary to have the implants. D. They don't need them? J. From time to time they will be necessary, simply when systems evolve and vibrational adjustments need to be affected on the physicalness of the human. My curiosity took over. D. Are you allowed to tell me if I have any implants in my body? Or can you tell? J. Pause. I am not finding one, but that does not mean you do not have one. D. I didn't know if you had a method that you could. J. Interrupted. I have a method. I can perhaps scan your 422, the custodian's body, if I have your permission. D. Yes. As long as it wouldn't cause any discomfort. Embarrassed chuckle, I'm just curious if there are any. J. Long pause, I'm not finding an implant. D. You're not? All right. Because sometimes I've had discomfort at the base of the skull, and I wondered if that could be one. J. I do not believe it is an implant. I do believe there are molecular changes going on within your cranium. D. Anything I need to know about? J. You are such a curious woman. D. Laugh, I certainly am. Maybe that was why I was chosen for this. Laugh J. I can tell you that the energies you are working with, in order to be able to do what you are doing, you cannot work with them and not be, in some manner, affected. Now, any adjustments that are taking place within your cranium are happening so you will be able to continue the work you are doing. Because it will perhaps become a bit more intense. D. It occurred to me that maybe there were implants, and that was what was causing discomfort. J. Interrupted, what kind of discomfort? D. Oh, sometimes. Not like pain, but an aching there, like when your neck and muscles are sore. Sometimes a sharp pain, but it doesn't last. So I was wondering about that. J. Perhaps the top of your head should be examined. There was a long pause while she did something. What happened next was unexpected. When scanning has been performed on me by other entities, my body would tingle, and I could always dismiss it later as perhaps my imagination, because the feeling could have been caused by my focusing upon what was occurring. In other sessions with Janice, I felt a slight feeling of heat or vibration on the top of my head, but it was brief and not uncomfortable. This time I was expecting the sensation would be similar, but this was more intense. The top of my head suddenly felt hot as though a heat lamp or a similar heat source had been, the energy doctor, 423, applied directly to the area. It could not have been my imagination. The feeling lasted several seconds. I exclaimed, "Oh, ooh!"